I see you brought dessert, I observe dryly as I cross to meet her by the front desk. She gives a cute shrug, a little coy, a little winsome.
I thought you might want some pie,
I grin. I was hoping you'd bring one with you. She swipes her hand across her cheek, lifts her finger, shows a smear of red.
Just not on my face?
Generally, I prefer a plate or a jar. I nod to the hallway by my private office. The restroom is clean if you need a sink. I just put fresh towels in the dispenser. She gives me a flat expression.
So you don't think I should leave it there all night?
Rehab's been good for you. Sharpened that finely tuned wit. She laughs, but it fades quickly, and that faraway look returns for another moment, infecting her voice as she says,
Yeah, I've got that going for me.
She seems more off than usual. All the more reason to invoke the one list to rule them all. But first things first. We can get pie free going for you, too. Come on. I take her to the bathroom in the back, dampen a few paper towels, and wipe off her cheek, which is a gorgeous cheek by all measures of cheeks. But it's also hers, which makes it precious. What am I going to do with this woman? With her moody eyes and full lips and all the things she makes me feel? The off-limits things. The stupid things. Because even if it was all right to lust over my little sister's best friend, especially when my sister can't ever give her permission for me to cross that line, our lives are headed in opposite directions.
I glance to my left, spying in my peripheral vision a long, lean silhouette with delicious forearms, a silhouette that sends warmth rushing through my chest. He followed me to try to fix things, and I can't say I'm surprised. Jesse and I don't argue often, but when we do, usually about something stupid like whether a gallery is pandering to dumb trends or if it's okay to feed someone veggie meat without telling them about it first, we don't let the sun go down on our anger. We both have too much respect for the capriciousness of fate to put off making up for long. You never know when a chance to apologize might be your last. I run my hand over my back pocket, the list crinkling beneath my fingers. You never know. You really don't. So, why not? Why not jump into this list headfirst? What's the worst that could happen? The water is shallower than I expect. I knock my head on the bottom, pass out, and drown, which would be especially horrible seeing as drowning is number one on my list of ways I don't want to die. But deep down, I know that's not going to happen. Jesse wouldn't let me drown. Or even flounder. I have faith in him. So much faith, I whisper, I'm thinking number five. Number five? He echoes, making a considering sound as he connects the dots. Do something unexpected. What do you have in mind? You'll see. Just go with me? Always, he promises, and ends the call. And I believe him. He will always go with me, even when I do things that are a little crazy. Or maybe a lot crazy. But hey, you know what they say. If a little's good, a lot ought to be better.